right, welcome to PHP BB Weekly. This is this episode is being dubbed as episode number 23 SE. That stands for Special Edition, and that's partly because we're not on our usual thing with TalkShoe today. We're not doing it at the usual time. This is just a special interim episode that we're recording in the middle of our little so-called PHP BB Weekly vacation. I am your host, co-host Douglas Bell, and joining me today, of course, is, for the first time on the show, my other co-host, David Lewis.
Hey, Douglas, great to be here.
Yes.
Finally. Sorry about the no-show last time.
Yeah, you said you were kind of busy last time when we did our show on July 7th. What happened?
Yeah, we actually had the call. It's a big convention that came to town, and something like 70,000 people were there, and I'd totally forgotten that it landed on the same day as the PHP BB Weekly, and we had some people visiting from Walla Walla, so we had to put them up and everything. So I wasn't even on my computer for 3 days.
Oh dear, I was wondering where were you? This is not usually like you. I was on Star Trek Guide, seeing when you were last online and all that.
Yeah, like a little bit unlike me, but hey, it was a one in a lifetime thing, so you know.
For those who need our usernames, I'm known on most websites as WebMaxter87, Fountain of Apples on phpbb.com, and you're known on every website as Highway of Life.
Yep.
So
makes it pretty simple.
Yes, makes it. You know, I actually would have WebMaxter87 at phpbb.com, except that it was already taken. No, actually, was it already? It was either it was already taken, or it was at I take it back. It was already registered. I was already registered on phpbb.com before I came up with that name, and they wouldn't let me change it. That's the story. Sorry. It was not already registered.
Yeah.
I don't know.
WebMaxter87 is a pretty unique name.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, it's kind of a long story. I'm not going to get into that. Now, we're doing this episode over Skype instead of doing it on TalkShoe. It's mostly because we wanted to sort of do a little check-in. I thought it would be appropriate since we did our last episode, actually the day after we did our last episode, Release Candidate 3 came out. It was officially released by the development team. And there's a number of new fixes in there, although there's not as many new fixes in RC3 as RC2 brought out. Are there any real highlights, or is it mostly just fixing things?
There's one major highlight, and that's that the moderator control panel, there's a parse error in the banning screen that's caused problems for everybody. Did you see that?
Actually, no, I didn't.
Yeah, they have they decided not to repackage it with the fix, but they put it in the CVS, and then they just posted in the support forums the fix for that particular bug. There was a couple other major bugs, but they posted
a
fix for it.
That's actually a bug with RC3.
RC3, yeah, it was a parse error, so the page didn't show up at all.
Ouch! That's pretty...
Yeah, a severe bug.
And why aren't they repackaging this?
Well, they'll, you know, that'll be fixed with RC4, but it's in the moderator control panel in the banning tab, probably a tab that they don't use as much, and then anybody who goes there and sees the problem would end up in the support forums and would see that, I suppose. So I think that was their reasoning behind that.
Well, it depends on whether the moderators are actually authorized in their permissions to go to get to the banning panel anyway.
Right. Mostly it's usually it's just administrators who have that permission anyway. So I guess they figured that it wasn't severe enough to go ahead and repackage it.
Yeah. It's still an unreleased candidate. So although it's considered more stable, it's not completely stable. And that's just another indication. Looking at the change log and just seeing how many fixes are there just goes to show that it's not stable yet.
Yeah, we had a lot of changes between RC2 and RC3, surprisingly. Or no, I'm sorry, between RC3 and now RC, whatever is going to be
RC4.
Oh,
yeah, there's already it's only been about, as we record, it's about a week and a half since RC3 came out. And already there's more fixes since then than RC3 brought for RC2.
Yeah, well, RC3
was a very...
And if
that's not enough to confuse you, well, I don't know what is.
And RC3 was a very, very quick release after RC2.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember, was it either just the... We had just either we had just covered it, or the week before we had covered updating to release RC2. Good grief! It gets a little. All these RCs are confusing me. But
yeah, I don't remember which RC were we supposed to be in on RC2. What's going on?
Sorry, you cut off there. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, I said I think it was RC2 when the mod convention was going on, or am I mistaken?
Yeah, I think it was. We were talking about, and I talked a bit about updating for RC1 to RC2. I won't repeat that for this because, but you were actually had IM for me either today or yesterday, something like that, saying that there was something new coming to the auto update package, and I didn't quite understand what you were referring to. Go ahead.
Yeah, it seems to me, based on the commit logs committed by Mike, was that they put something in the update file that allows users to update from any earlier version of RC. So if you use if you have an RC1 and you download RC4 when that comes out, it'll have that particular updater in there, so then it'll automatically update to RC1, to RC2, and then to RC3, and then 4, without having to download the individual packages separately. That appears to be what it is. I haven't looked in depth to it, but it from the commit logs, that seems to be what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. So,
and even you can take the RC3, you can download RC3, and if you use that particular file and put it in RC3, you can update from 1 to 2 to 3 without having to download the packages individually.
Oh, really? Because like when I went to try out the updating from RC1 to RC2, it only allowed me to said it only have it for the latest update. Kind of like the code changes mod. There wasn't a code changes mod in PHP 2 to go from 2.0.18 to 2.0.22. There's only one that comes from 2.0.21. But
right.
You're saying that you can actually, when RC4 comes out, you'll be able to actually download one updater that will take you from RC1 to RC4 if you need to?
Yeah, at least for the database update. Now, I don't know for the files, but at least for the database. And again, that's as best as I was able to get. I didn't get an official word on it, but that's as best as I was able to assume.
Well, that's not particularly new. I mean, in PHP BB2, obviously there's no auto updater for the files, but if you were to download the changed files package, that includes changed files for every release of PHP BB2, and it includes the database updater, which will update from any release of PHP BB2. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to be helpful for an auto updater like this if the auto updater is only good for the latest version.
Right.
Go ahead.
Before, when I had, I upgraded a few boards from various versions of beta to RC1, and there was...
Which you're not supposed to do, by the way. They don't support it, so...
Right. No, they don't support that, but, you know, and as most of it was doing it as tests, so I was updating various versions to see, you know, what would happen if you did each one, but you had to go from one version and then download the package for that and then keep going like that. Now it sounds like you can just download the latest and then just do the progressive update without having to do a bunch of downloads.
Uh-huh. Well, what would be easier, I think, is if they had a way to be able to go browse the download page from right within the admin panel, just be able to quickly, right within your site, download it, put it in the appropriate directory. They have all these change mods already set up, and then they could just run one by one without having to go back and forth to phpbb.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and speaking of previous episodes, I took down notes. I just listened to to your previous broadcast today. Just took down some notes based on your ModX instructions, and I got about
corrections.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
I got about 21 notes off of it, and Jeffro, he was the guy that I was speaking with on the podcast that I was talking on yesterday. What was it called? The Internet Marketers and SEO Tips.
We were going to talk about that on here. Yeah,
yeah.
You were actually a guest apparently on the Internet Marketing and SEO Tips podcast on TalkShoe yesterday. That's for those of you listening. On July 16th, it was.
That was kind of interesting. I was just bopping around TalkShoe, checking out the different TalkShoes that were the different podcasts that were going on live, and noticed that one was. And I'm somewhat of an internet marketer and certainly not an expert, but I pop in and see what they were talking about. And they had a question about the specific thing, and so I started writing in the chat box, and they're like, can you just call in? So I'm like, okay, I'll call in and join the chat for like the last 40 minutes or so.
What is that weird noise in the background?
That's a lawn tractor.
Okay. So you actually weren't planned to be in there as a guest, because when I actually went to look at like the show notes to download it, when you after you told me about it this morning, it had listed you as like a invited guest or something like that.
Yeah, it did list me as a guest, but yeah, it was sort of spur of the moment, but that was kind of cool. So
yeah, that was obviously answered a lot of questions, and that at the very end they asked you about this show.
Well, yeah, Jeffro was like, hey, aren't you supposed to be the co-host to that PHBBB Weekly show? And I'm like, yeah, I was supposed to be that. Now, yeah, I had to explain why I wasn't there last time.
Well, now now you have an episode which you can actually say you're here for. Yes.
Yep.
So, in a little bit off track, back on RC3, you think I would think that it's fairly likely that we're going to see an release candidate 4 before it goes final. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah, because there's already a whole lot of fixes, and there's still like close to 100 tickets in the bug tracker. So
yeah, there's I think it's around 60 that are new or open. They have a lot tagged as review later still right now.
Yeah. When are they going to get through those review laters? Before 3.0 goes gold or after?
I believe it's planned after. I believe those are for 3.2. And one of the bigger ones that many of the mod authors have been concerned about is the alter table functions bug that I reported, which are basically there's a create schema data files in the develop allows a mod author to create the schema of the mod that they're using in all the different database types that PHPBB supports. Mm-hmm. So you can use all these to do a create table, but the problem is that there's nothing there to do an alter table. So you can't alter any existing tables using those functions. So people who don't know Oracle or Firebird or Postgres, people who don't know those schemas aren't going to be able to create mods that alter those tables. So the bug was that, you know, why not? You know, there's no excuse for a mod author, or there's supposed to be no excuse for a mod author to not include support for all DBMS types supported by PHPBB.
Mm-hmm.
But the only problem is if you have an alter table function now, unless you know the language of that database, you can't really support it without spending a lot of time either creating a function to deal with that, or, you know, there's just a lot of variables, and a lot of people I don't think are going to deal with that sort of thing, so they need a function there that may just specifically be for the mod authors to use to install their mods automatically.
Well, I know that the PHPBB mod team, when I was on there, Marcus Petrux was on the team at that time, and on his site, the team actually hosts a parser for the team's SQL data definition language, which is supposed to be set so that it can sort of work with most, if not all, of the database management systems, and most definitely the three majors, which are MySQL, PostgreSQL, and Microsoft SQL. And actually, if you go to sql.phpmix.com, and we were recommending this for a while at the mod team, you can actually throw in a bunch of SQL code and decide which database language that's optimized for between those three, which I mentioned. Then it will actually give you a general SQL and even output a custom auto installer, like one you enter in your web browser, which will install it for the appropriate database that you select.
Hmm.
So they've been actually recommending that for, I don't know if they're still recommending it, but at the time I was there, they recommended it, which for mod authors that wanted to create an auto install file for running SQL, and it works pretty well. Again, PHPBB2 only. I don't know if they've updated that or plan to do anything with that since then.
Wow, I didn't hear about that. Now, PHPBB3 does have the database update script, which has some queries that are designed to alter tables.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a little bit limited, but with a little bit modification, you can take those functions and use them in an auto-install debal.
Uh-huh.
So you know, it's certainly possible for mod authors to do that. And so they can either take one of their own, or the bug report was, why not put those in an extra debal folder or something like that? I think it was Pointism, I don't know how to pronounce his name, that's the way his name seems to me. He created a patch that was that would do that, and seems to work pretty well, though he hasn't submitted it yet. But David MJ said he was going to look into it. Mike assigned it to him. It's going to be on that, though, if we're going to be able to get that before gold or not. I hope we will. If David hears this, please, man, please do it.
I'm sure he will. It's become a known fact to me that team members listen to this podcast.
The trick will be before 3. I know they'll have it in before 3.2, and that'll be great. But if we can get it in before 3, that would be the bomb.
Yeah, according to this the SQL parser that Marcus wrote, and I don't know if the mod team is still actively working on it or not. But it says
Go ahead.
Yeah, it says something like create table, drop table, and alter table are really the kind of phrases that are different between these different statements. Insert, update, and delete are mostly the same on various servers, and select statements are essentially universal, according to this anyway. At least, I don't know, now PHPBB3 adds many more databases like Firebird, SQLite, and all that. This parser, at the very least, is written for the three majors.
Yeah, Oracle and Firebird have very significantly different schema types.
Ah.
So even the select queries are quite a bit different than MySQL.
Okay, that's strange, because I had remembered, I don't think PHPBB2 was ever officially supported under Oracle, but there was one early update, like, around the 10s or 11s of PHPBB2, which involved deleting an Oracle file from the DBAL directory. In PHPBB2. Now, have they ever officially supported Oracle in PHPBB2? No. But it's hard to tell. But that's because of all the changes. That's probably why there's more and more of these functions for building queries in PHPBB3, whereas PHPBB2 is much more just type the standard query and then run it.
Mm-hmm. In PHPBB3.2, even if somebody wanted to do it, they could modify a debal to work specifically with an XML database, which is what Lou21 was talking about the other day in the mod channel. That sounds really interesting, and that was a good discussion too. But you can make this. It works with so many more databases than any other forum software out there. It was great, and I was one of the questions that Jeffro had last week was, what are some of the feature comparisons between vBulletin and PHPBB. Well, there is. I actually created a basic list that lists out the basic feature comparisons between vBulletin and PHPBB3, and they're very, very similar when you get the basics. But when you get down to details like one uses AJAX and the other one doesn't, vBulletin uses a lot of AJAX implementation for everything, for posting, for moderation, for everything. But PHPBB3 does not. Now, the benefit for webmasters is that PHPBB3 is light enough that it's going to work on any software. It's going to work on any server. Mm-hmm. vBulletin, you're going to have at least a virtual private server to make it work. It uses a lot of CPU power to do what it does. And so that's one major benefit to PHPBB3, and that's why they did not use AJAX, in my opinion.
Yeah, even then, looking at the community, even these days, with more and more AJAX-powered apps, it still seems to be split between some people really want AJAX and some people really don't. And so far, the official word of the teams has been, we're not even going to deal with it until we start thinking about 3.2. At that point, we'll evaluate it and see. Even then, I think if AJAX would be best left to modders to implement.
I agree with that. I think it's definitely something that shouldn't be implemented by default.
Yeah.
And it's like the quick reply. There's been both the AJAX issue, the quick reply, and actually the RSS feeds as well.
Yes.
Those three issues are probably three of the most discussed issues. You know, why isn't this already in the system by default? Well, you know, first reason, light. It's got to stay light. Second reason, it is the dev's decision whether or not to include major features like that, and they are firmly against quick replies, so that will definitely not be and I don't think it will be in 3.2 or 3.4. Mm-hmm. Ajax, same thing there. RSS, now who knows? Maybe that will enter in. I don't know what their stance is on that, but I think that that will still remain mods as well.
Yeah. I seem to remember back when the mod team did Modding's Most Wanted, there was a mod that got started for adding Ajax. I'm looking for it because, I know it wasn't in the second round, because I know that for PHP BB 2 there was a mod in development for a while which added Ajax and actually worked fairly well.
Was that called like Fully Ajax?
Maybe there have been a number over the times, but I don't recall seeing one actually make it into the mod database yet. It was actually was almost a year ago when the mod team started the second round of Modding's Most Wanted. I was in charge of that until I left the team. I made the Modding's Most Wanted round 2 post on July 20 of 06, which is about a year ago. So it's been as for how far the projects have gone, I don't know. Again, we got a little off topic there.
Yes. They started adding a bunch of features. They added a list for the most wanted list.
Uh-huh.
That are a lot of features that are default in PHP BB 3, so it's kind of interesting.
PHP BB 2 is going to have a lot of mods out there which add PHP BB 3 features, and quite frankly, that is helpful for those who don't want to have PHP BB 3 because it is a lot more complex, but do want to have some of the features. Like, if you really want to have birthdays, but you don't want to get into the complexity of PHP BB 3, Terrafoss, it's an excellent birthdays mod, which was, I think, the first mod of the week I did on PHP BB Weekly. And so there's a lot of options out there for users who just want to mod their own PHP BB 2. And heck, some forums are so heavily modded that there's absolutely no way they could update to PHP BB 3 without completely screwing their forum up.
And that's an issue I think that I'm hoping will be addressed in PHP BB 3, is how modders are going to start modding PHP BB 3. Are they going to mod it the way that they did for PHP BB 2, where you're modifying a bunch of core code, or are you going to do it so that you modify as little core code as absolutely possible to make your mod mod work?
Now, that's kind of one thing that for a project which I am working on, I'm working on a website for a group that I volunteer for, which I'm using WordPress to manage. It's not a forum at all. But one of the things that I ended up learning, I ended up having to write a plugin for WordPress, and to my surprise, it turned out to be actually not that difficult to do. But one of the things I like about it is that you don't actually have to edit any code. The way that WordPress works is that they've already scattered a bunch of, they call them hooks within the code, which is simply a function that says run this. So when you actually go to add a plugin, instead of actually modifying and hacking files like PHP BB has you do, instead you create your own file and you add a bunch of functions, and then you use an add action function to simply hook, so to speak, your function with WordPress. So essentially, whenever WordPress loads the header, if there's any functions that have been added in a plugin and WordPress has been told to run that when the header is loaded, it will do it then. So instead of having to hack your code into WordPress, you can have it separate but have WordPress run at the same time. So I was really impressed by that, because you don't have to do any kind of edits to the core WordPress code. You instead just add a file and WordPress will figure it out by itself. And I think PHP BB modding could actually benefit from a system like that.
Yeah, I think it does. Not actually, I think the module system, it has some of that implementation in mind, at least in the way it actually works.
Yeah.
You know, where you put you have your main module file, and then you have the module info file, and then you go to the administration and control panel, and then you install the module wherever you want it to put.
Although it's a little more difficult than it to do in that case.
I think it's, well, for me it's easy. Of course. But
for you, it would be. I hope so.
Yeah. Yes. You know, so I can't say, oh, it's that difficult. But I think with a little working with it, people are going to get used to it real quickly. Mod authors, you know, it's like changing, you know, getting used to a newer language. It's like a lot of modders, you know, used to working with PHP v2 had to do quite a bit of switching to start working with PHP v3 because there's a lot of different functions work. It's a little bit different. And although very similar and using the same language, still using PHP, it is just enough of a difference to cause some problems than people getting used to it, but
yeah,
when they start working with it, it's not that big of a deal.
And that's probably another reason why PHP VB3 is not going to be going gold very soon, because when it goes gold, that means it's stable and all the other teams are should be expected to start working with it. I think that by holding it off, at the very least, until the software is done, that also gives the mod team and the styles team a bit more time to get their documentation ready to go, because when PHP v3 goes gold, the mod team will definitely want to have documentation out there for how they expect users to be implementing mods, and also information on these basic things like adding a module, on building a module for your mod, on how to tell your users to add these things. Do you database it in yourself? Is there a special function to use, or do the users have to implement it in themselves? Right now, they're still kind of off the hook because it's in Release Candidate, but they're going to have to make some decisions on how mod authors are going to do it and set some new standards for PHP VB3.
Yeah, I agree. But actually, Smithy DLL, he has done an incredible job creating a lot of documentation already for Mod X,
yes.
For PHP VB3. He's...
Let's not even mention Mod Studio and the text to Mod X converters that he wrote.
Yeah, and we actually had to submit some bugs on, you know, hey, where's the documentation for the PHP V2 mod? So he's done a lot of work on the PHP V3. So
not to mention he's the chief moderator for the mod team forums as well.
Yeah, right. And I think the biggest problem
he's been on the mod team longer than any other current mod team member. He's actually the only one who's been on the mod team longer than Eric.
That's impressive.
Yes. So this goes to show he's excellent. He's an excellent asset to the team. Even if he doesn't do very much validation, he still helps them out in many different ways. He's responsible for all the documentation.
Yeah, certainly.
Oh boy.
especially his third-party tools have been great, too, especially Meal and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping that I know he released a new version recently, and I'm hoping to try it out pretty soon. The last time I tried it wasn't working on my Mac, and it also wasn't working with some of the PHP V3 files.
Mac is hard because you have to get it to work with Mono and things like that. When I was on the team, actually, I was sort of the chief Macintosh bug tester for David.
Fortunately, there's a few more of us now than I think there used to be, but yeah, I had to have iWisdom tested on that one, and there was some – it thought that some files were in the wrong places, and it was like, no, that's not quite right. But I wanted – and actually, regarding the Mod X, I wanted to touch on a few of the points that you were discussing last week. Mod X, specifically about the language supports and the style supports that it has. Mod X has a list of languages that – it supports, and you can. It doesn't support every language right now.
There's a lot of languages out there.
Yeah, it does support a handful. But one of the ways you can go in and see, go into their sample mod X file, and then click on the drop down menu and see if your language is in there. There will be some, like I got a Spanish translation, Spain Spanish, about a week and a half ago or so, but there is no Spanish translation for Mod X.
I assume there's no Pig Latin translation.
Yeah, so I contacted one of the Spanish translators and had it translated, but that was Spanish Argentina, which isn't the same. But at least there is some sort of Spanish translation there that I can work with. But if you have a language that is not on the list, what you can do, what the mod team recommends you do, is you contact the language maintainer for PHPBB, that working with that language, and ask them to do the mod the translation for the mod X, and then they can send that to Smithy DLL or any of the mod team members, and then they will put it up onto the server.
So, David, as the visual representation for Captain Picard, I'm sure you can get a Klingon translation up there soon.
I think it was Neothermic was going to do it, or is or was going to do a Klingon translation for PHBBB3.
Well, she can just as easily do one for Mod X. She's already on the mod team.
Yeah.
That's all you need. That's really all you need. Actually, we were talking about SQL. I'd never mentioned that Mod X even has an attribute that lets you provide SQL statements for multiple databases as well. There's a DBMS attribute, which lets you set like MySQL 4 or MySQLi or Oracle, whatever, so you can actually have multiple versions.
And there again is where a mod author is going to want to use the database. I think it's called Create Schema Database or something like that. It's a file in the develop folder where they'll put their queries in there. Uh-huh. In an array format, and then it will output the files individually, and then you can include those in Mod X, or if you like to auto-install your mods like I do, then you would put them in a layering format inside your installer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. If your Mod X only includes English,
okay,
you can keep that within the main Mod X file.
Yes. Someone actually asked, I think it was either on... it was somewhere, either online or in the chat or IRC chat room, but they asked, why does English have to be required? The answer for that is that if you're submitting to phpbb.com, the official language of phpbb.com is English, and therefore anything that's downloaded from phpbb.com needs to be in English. If you were submitting it to another language site and you didn't want to submit it to phpbb.com, do you have to support English? No. Not, unless that site says so, but phpbb.com's requirements are English because it's an English website.
Right.
Other languages are available as well.
Basically, the point is if you want the mod validated on phpbb.com's download database, you have to include English.
Yes. Even though the teams are international, they don't have that many that much language skills in there.
So if you're only including English, you can keep the English edits in the ModX file, in the main ModX file. You can also have the copy of language file to a location. You can keep that all in the main ModX file. If you have more than just English, if you have multiple languages, then they all need to go in the languages directory. You have to have an individual ModX file for each language that you're supporting that will have its own either language edits or language file copies. Mm-hmm. So that means that even out of the main ModX file, you can't include English in there if you're including multiple languages in your mod package. So they all need to be in the languages directory. And I encourage you, like Douglas talked about last week, to read the PDF documentation on it because that does have some details, but include those individually in their own ModX files. They can still point to the same style sheet in your root, so you don't have to include multiple style sheets. You can still just have one style sheet, include all that in the languages directory for the multiple languages. And the similar for the styles. It's Douglas, is it the templates directory that you include those in, or
I'm
is it the styles
sure
directory?
I'm pretty sure that for ModX, they're currently using templates. And I think it's also partly because the only other things that you would be possibly editing would be would be CSS under themes or image sets under image sets. So I'm pretty sure templates is what it's going to be.
And the same thing with that. ProSilver is required for the ModX. You have to include ProSilver. All other styles are optional, including SubSilver 2.
Yes. Now, because SubSilver 2 is actually not defined as the default style. It's not even installed by default. Because if an administrator wants to make it available, they have to go in and install it. They just happen to include it with the package.
Right. It's included, but it's not installed by default. And if you include more than one theme or more than one style, then you have to include them in their individual mod X styles the same as the languages. So that means that in the templates directory, you have to have an individual mod X for each style that you're supporting, including ProSilver.
Yes.
So that will have all your edits, that'll have all your copy and everything related to that particular template. Mm-hmm. That presents an interesting issue with the languages also. If you're including multiple languages in multiple templates, that would kind of get tricky.
Oh, dear. What do I do when I have multiple?
That's more of an issue with
image sets, because you're not supposed to actually have language in template files. But there are some image sets which have specific languages in them.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot already.
The vast majority of mods will not have to come up with that problem. So.
Yeah. So, and again, if you have a question about that, you can ask in either the IRC mod or phpbb-mod channel, or on the phpbb support forums or mod authors discussion forums is where you want to ask that.
The hash.
I was leaving that for you.
The mod team has us doing it correctly forever, and I'm never going to be able to say pound ever again.
Okay. Yeah. And all of the tags, all of the XML tags, must contain the lang attribute.
Depends. It depends. It doesn't have to be all of them. Like, you wouldn't use them for like an open.
Right. No. Let me clarify that. Yeah. All the mod title, the mod description, author notes, the comments for the individual edits, the do-it-yourself instructions, the file changes.
Yes. However, you put them actually in the changelog tag, not all of the change tags. So.
Right. Changelog.
You don't have to get all crazy with lang and all that. And, of course, do-it-yourself instructions.
Right. But in one way you can check that, if you run it through the meal, that MEAL validator, mod validator, it will tell you if you're missing anything like that as well. Mm-hmm. The MEAL is having an issue, I think, with some of the includes files. Like, sometimes you'll want to include like a functions file. Like, I like to include like a functions underscore whatever my mod name is. Like, I have this topic titles. Functions underscore topic underscore title. And MEAL validator expects the phpb underscore root underscore path variable to be in there, which you can't put it in there. You can't put it in a functions-only file. And same thing with language files. It expects to be in there as well, but you can't put it in there either. So there are a few things that I think David Smith is still trying to work out on the MEAL validator, but just to give you a little heads up when you run that.
Nothing is perfect, but doing it in ModX makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, at least you can see some of the glaring errors. You know, you have to use a little common sense when using the MEAL, but it does give you a good base point to work off of.
The MEAL is there to make sure you don't get insta-denied, because they're really starting to emphasize that policy, because they got just way too many mods to have to validate, and it takes them a lot of time.
Right. So. Last word on editing the XSLT file, the style sheet.
Long enough.
Anyway. It's kind of an unofficial word, but it is the last word I heard on it, that some minor edits are going to be permitted, but try not to mess with it if you can. But minor edits are permitted.
When they first released it, I actually did do a major edit, but at the time they first released it, there was only one style, and essentially ModX was ModX. But now they're really trying to use SubSilver versus ProSilver to sort of give a visual emphasis of, this is a PHPBB2 mod, this is a PHPBB3 mod.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think they'll want you to necessarily include a whole lot of look changes, so you want to basically keep it the way it is. But like in the one that I did, I added a few attributes to include the different various support locations that I have around the internet. Like, I always install mods, or I release mods in three locations. My own forum, phpbmodders.net, and then phpbb.com. And so I try and include all of those in the ModX file so that people can see them. So I think those kind of changes, which is it's a minor change, those kind of things are permitted. MEAL won't like those, though.
Yeah.
Just so you're
MEAL, it's not, when the mod team runs these things to check for insta-deny, it's not like they're going to automatically instant deny if something goes wrong. You're going to do it. You're going to look over it manually as well to make sure. Okay, to make sure that it's legitimate or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes maybe you might put in like a PHP 5 only function in your mod, which would normally be bad, but if you've either specified that your mod requires PHP 5, or if perhaps you've included a wrapper function, then it's all right to do that. So,
yeah, the idea again here, when you're modding, you want to support as many database types as possible. You want to support as many server environments as possible. So you can't always assume what an administrator is going to have. So you want to try and support everything.
Yes, that's the idea of writing for open source platforms.
Right, and that again is one of the reasons why I've really, really encouraged mod authors to don't ever edit core code if you can help it. If there is some way to not edit the core code, do that instead, because you never know when somebody's going. You never know what other mods they might have. You're going to want to be able to be compatible with those other mods.
Yes.
You're going to be able to want it scalable so that when they update, they're not going to have a big old headache trying to figure out the edits that they need to do when they need to update the files, because the diff updater is not perfect. The file updater is not perfect.
I wanted to... All right. Then we've already done that for a little while. I wanted to sort of talk a bit about I'm not going to be here this weekend. Again, we didn't do a show last Saturday on the 14th because I was away in Sacramento. This weekend, I'm not going to be gone, but I'm actually going to be going up to San Francisco both days to the WordCamp conference. And when you were on that podcast last night, the guy said, "Oh, I'm so jealous of Douglas because he's going to WordCamp." And I'm like, what grief. And I was just surprised that he actually knew what PHP BB Weekly was.
I mean, yeah, it took me by surprise, too. I certainly wasn't expecting that.
Quite frankly, our downloads have exploded in the month of June. I don't know if it was your website starting to bring up everything that I'm doing when we started promoting PHP BB Weekly on Star Trek Guide, which is actually your idea, I might mention. And now that I've added you as co-host, because as we've heard, it really makes the show more interesting. But we just had so many more downloads this past June. It's like double or triple what we had before.
So. And that reminds me of the award, that the SourceForge award that PHPV got nominated for. Remember to go vote for that, because that also increase a lot of popularity for PHPBB, so do remember to vote for that.
I believe the end of the month is when the announcement comes out, and if PHPBB is the winner, we might do something special to celebrate on PHPBB Weekly. We'll find out. Looking forward to it. So this weekend I'll be at WordCamp, which actually a couple of people weren't familiar with. It actually has to do with WordPress. So I thought I'd mention it briefly because it does talk about open source software, and even though most people use PHPBB as a forum software, a lot of people also use WordPress as a blog software. I know I use it a lot. So they had one last year, and they're having one this year. This year it's a bit more of a conference type thing, in which they're doing it over 2 days. They're charging a little bit of money, and they have a number of big time speakers, including John C. Dvorak and Matt Cutts from Google, a couple of other people as well. There's a lot more things like meetups going on there. There's a whole website dedicated to like news of WordCamp at wordcamp.info and all this stuff. So I'm going to be doing that. On my other podcast, which shameless plug, called PrevueCast, PrevueCast.com. I'm going to be trying to do some sort of special thing at WordCamp, maybe like a live episode or just talking about WordCamp with various people. And so we're going to be doing something like that. There's almost 400 people signed up already, so it's going to be really exciting. And I know it's kind of interesting because for PHPBB and for WordPress, there's kind of a couple of differences to them. One of the things I like as one of the differences is that, well, let me see if I can get it straight, because I know a lot of people do use WordPress. The reason I like it as WordPress is that it actually is the easiest to use system that I know for doing blogs, and there's a lot out there. Same with PHPBB2. PHPBB2 is a very simple system. PHPBB3 is not that simple, although it's a lot more involved. However, one of the big advantages I like with PHPBB 2 and PHPBB 3 is that PHPBB has much cleaner, much more organized code than WordPress does. WordPress is a little less organized, a little more free-for-all, and also the fact that they have PHP and templates and things like that is not quite so favorable.
Well, you know, the reason is that Mike has put so much emphasis on code quality, and that's another reason why the developers, that he's put a lot of emphasis on code quality, and that has made a huge difference in the PHPBB 3. The quality of the code, I think, is attributed to that directly.
Yes, and definitely between how they found a way to completely separate the PHP code and the template code is beneficial, even though, and yet still having a way to do a lot of sort of control structures and things like that in PHPBB 3. That's very impressive. Whereas, however, it's hard to say if that's better or worse for WordPress, considering that people like to customize their site a lot more. However, but then again, WordPress has the plugin advantage, which I mentioned, how they have that, which kind of prevents you from really having to edit the core code. Like, I've never seen any kind of thing in WordPress which requires an edit the core code. It's just all done through the plugins. And one of the things I personally like in WordPress that I wish PHPBB would sort of bring into is that their default style is a lot more versatile. They've got a very nice little color selector for the default style, which lets you sort of change dynamically the colors of the header or upload like a custom image for the header. Versus PHPBB, if you install ProSilver, you're kind of stuck with the colors you have there unless you are like a CSS geek and want to go in and edit them yourself. So, whereas PHPBB 3 and PHPBB 2 is really designed for go get your own style and install it, WordPress seems to be have a lot more customize it yourself type of features for the theme. So even though you're using the same theme design there, you can actually customize and get more of a personal style to it.
Have you had a chance to look at the PHPBB 3 style editing wizard that they've got in the administration control panel?
Is that that's been there for a while, or is that fairly new?
It's been there for a while.
Yeah, I think I've seen it, but it's not quite what I'm referring to.
It allows you, it allows some flexibility. I know it's not the greatest style editor on the planet, but it does allow some flexibility for people to go in and kind of customize the basic colors of everything. I think that alone is great. But you know what will be awesome? Is even if somebody wants to go in and customize their styles, to go use Cyber Aliens, colorize it. Did you see that?
No, I haven't.
That colorize it, boy, that is incredible. What he does is he includes a certain number of styles, and he's already got a bunch of them for PHPBB 3. It's in beta right now, so they still have some bugs to work out in it. But what he has is you can select a specific color and modify it to a different color, and you've got up to 4 layers to choose from. And then when you've got the style just the way you want it, you can type in a new name for it and click download, and it will download. All the images will change to the colors that you like it. All the style sheets will be modified to the colors and everything. It's really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. I can certainly that sounds pretty good. I'm looking at the PHPBB 3 styles thing. I'm seeing this is a page which lets you edit the CSS for the theme.
Mm-hmm. There's two different modes. There's one that's like a raw editing mode, and then another one where it actually allows you to edit specific attributes. And that's the one where I was talking about. It kind of helps you out a little bit.
I'm not seeing that myself. I'm on RC2 right now. I'm not seeing it.
It's positive in that net. I don't usually modify mine that way, but I have seen that, so I know it does exist in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not sure. But I don't know if you've used WordPress, but the default theme, and this does not at all mean that they're in all the themes, but the fact that it's in the default theme makes it very significant. It has a very special admin panel for it, which lets you bring up this color picker, and you can actually pick two different colors, one for the top and one for the bottom. It will dynamically create a gradient for it, which is really cool. And you can turn the text on or off, or you can just upload your own custom image for it. And I kind of like it. It doesn't let you change the whole theme unless you have like the hosted version of it, like not WordPress.com, which you can actually get more specific. But for those who really are not into all the CSS editing, it just editing the header image makes it look pretty fairly good. And I just think it would be an interesting idea if, like on ProSilver, they let you change the header image, easily upload a new header image to replace the PHPBB one, or just change like the light blue to a different color or something like that, just for more customizable.
You know what? I think they took the theme editor out, because I am not seeing it in there either.
Yeah.
And I know it used to be in there, but I think that was maybe I had asked about that a while back, but I don't see it in there now.
Okay. Oh, well.
I think that's probably something that they'll implement in a later version they talked about, but it won't be there for 3.0.
All right. It was some ideas. But so I actually think it would be cool if PHPBB did sort of a camp thing set up, or some kind of big PHPBB conference. Now, whether or not they put it in San Francisco, I'm not sure. Automatic's doing the WordCamp in San Francisco, because a lot of their folks are sort of centrally located in this area, whereas for PHPBB, when I was on the team, I was the only one in California on the team at the time. So, but it's going to have a lot of different interesting topics. Again, I'm not going to go a whole lot into it, because this is a PHPBB podcast, but that's sort of what I'm going to be doing this upcoming weekend. And so that's why we're not going to be here.
That'll be cool.
Yes.
I know you said you aren't going to take your pictures, or that you won't take a camera, but...
I'll probably be taking a photo camera. What happened was last year, I actually had a video camera, which I took. But I don't have the video camera anymore. Because I lost it at Macworld.
Looking at the stats for PHPBB, or even for PHPBB Academy, I can't really tell where the majority of the population is. I mean, it's like Europe, but not in one specific spot. America has the most, or of a whole country, America has the most, but there's not one specific spot where, like, WordPress, they've probably got a lot of people from the San Francisco or Bay Area that can go to that.
Yeah, but they also have a lot of people in other places. I mean, I had an opportunity to interview Matt Mullenweg, who founded WordPress a while back, and their so-called company, Automatic, which is mostly charged with focusing on WordPress.com, which is the hosted version, where WordPress.org is open source, of course. But I talked with him last year, they said they actually would like to have these WordCamps start up in many different locations. Although here it's been a year later, they're doing two in San Francisco and haven't done it anywhere else yet. But just like PHPBB, all their folks who are mostly volunteers, only like one, two, three employees, they all are just get on the computer and communicate that way. There is no actual office or anything. PHPBB, of course, is not even a company. So
I think that makes it a little bit more difficult for them to arrange a convention like that. But the closest thing get is a mod authors convention.
They could do it, of course. Of course, IRC is easy. I'm sure that it would be possible if they wanted to set up some sort of physical location. Obviously, if they'd have to charge tickets like this one is doing this year. WordCamp was free, and then this year they decided to charge $25 because they figured out they were losing money.
Yeah. Plus, I think you'd have to fly all the developers over from their respective countries.
Yeah. They're flying a lot of themselves over, I think. Most those of them that aren't local. Like one of them I met last year, he's coming this year, he's coming all the way from England, etc. So. And of course, they do have a lot of sponsorships. In fact, just like an hour ago, they added a couple of sponsors for this conference, which have contributed a lot of money. So it's an idea. Again, probably not that feasible because PHP BB is even more worldwide than WordPress is. But it's really interesting to sort of compare these two different open source, very popular, free open source projects, and sort of see how they're kind of different, how they're similar. And so,
the internationalization of PHPBB, the community itself, is what really amazes me. Just, you don't have anybody from one. They're from everywhere.
I'm sorry, you cut off again.
That's all right. I said you have people from around the whole world. You don't have any huge group from one specific country like you might have with the WordPress.
David, you're having some audio issues.
That's okay. You'll have to talk for a minute because the lawn tractor, I think, just came to my window.
Okay, I'm sorry to sound like a didgeridoo or something like that. All right. Yeah. So
one issue I did want to touch on real quick was a recent change they've made since RC3, and that is the ability to include language files in the administration control panel to allow for the menus to work properly.
Okay, there you go.
Because a lot of times, you know, to
we're talking about
menus,
PHP. We're talking about PHP BB, by the way. We're done talking about WordPress.
Yeah. To the file that you would want to include in the, it's in the language / well, by default, it's en / mods directory. Mm-hmm. And then you would call it info _ the name of the module, like you might have ACP _, for example, I have ACP /topic_tags. _mod.php, and that's automatically included so that the menus are in the proper language in the administration control panel. And I believe those work for any of the control panels as well.
Now for the tabs, because you know the tabs at the top of the administration panel, are they doing that with building text on top of it, or does those require like customized images for the specific language?
Or maybe that's text on top of a background image.
Okay.
So you can easily add more tabs if you want to. One of the things they said is only add a tab as an absolute last resort. They really discourage modders adding tabs. But if you have a huge control panel that you're adding, then hey, add a tab. But
if you have a special thing which sets up like its own blog on the site, like you have now a built-in PHPBB blog with its own like gazillion panels or something like that, then you by all means please do that.
Yeah, there is a tab called .mods. It's called, I think it's either mods or .mods.
That's the one that kind of confused me.
Yeah, if you install a module in there, that tab will automatically show up, and that's where our mod authors should be causing their modules to install by default. And of course, you can install them where they should be installed, where you think they should be installed, but by default, install there.
Yeah, for me, I would think that putting them all there sort of makes them like inferior to the main PHPBB installation. I would think that if my mod is really integrating with an already existing part of PHPBB, it would make more sense for the user to put it at the actual spot they expect it to be in. On the other hand, what if the user has been advanced and has like rearranged all their administration control panel modules or something like that? Then that idea messes up.
Yeah. Well, and again, all you have in the modX, when you have the do-it-yourself instructions saying to install a module, you still have the administrator can choose wherever they want to install the module. It's not forced. For example, my topic tags mod, I use the I put it under the forums tab because it's specifically related to forums. Handyman has a gallery mod, and he puts it under the mods he puts it under the mod tab, I believe. So he has the different modules that he includes under that one. So that would be a good example of when to include something in the mods in the mods category. The tabs are categories.
Yeah.
Okay. Where a gallery is not necessarily related to a specific default function, so you can include that in the mods category.
You know, I just looked at my watch. We've been doing this for almost an hour now. So, but yeah, I kind of surprised me around the hour mark. This is just supposed to be like a short special episode.
I think we said it was going to be 30 minutes.
Oh yeah, at max. And now we're at the doubling point. So, but you know, if we had very good discussions about a couple of things. I'm actually considering, instead of doing like the SE thing, I might just make this episode number 24, and then we'll just change the numbers from then on. So, yeah, anyway, to close it up, just so that we don't go too much longer, because I do have somewhere I have to get to, I'm Douglas Bell, and my co-hosts...
David Lewis,
and thanks again for joining me. Now, of course, you can find David at your forums, your excellent PHP BB Academy Star Trek guide. Is it still both of the names, or have you officially decided on one yet?
We're moving towards phpbbacademy.com, but you can go either phpbbacademy.com or StarTrekGuide.com. And I did want to...
Yeah. But you're not completely getting rid of the Star Trek stuff anytime soon, right?
No, probably not for a while, because everybody's used to typing in StarTrekGuide.com to get there.
But you're starting to really merge into more of a PHP BB website?
Yeah, well, it's been that way since we started getting all the traffic from Area 51. But, it was Star Trek Guide to begin with, and we had difficulty trying to convince people to switch over. So that's what we're moving towards that way. It's slow.
Maybe you should try again, like Star Trek Guide 2.0, as in we'll actually talk about Star Trek this time.
we'll probably do like a PHPBB Academy release or something, you know, then everybody will get more of the hang of moving over.
Yeah.
But I did want to give a shout out to Jeffro 2.0 for visiting us here last week on the podcast, and also for the shout out on the Internet Marketers and SEO Tips podcast. His website is jeffro2pt0.com.
Yeah, we're not doing a modern style of the week this time, because this is kind of more of an ad hoc special episode, and even though now I think I'm going to just make it a full episode number 24, I still didn't prepare any, and so we're just going to skip it this week. So we'll do a mod of the week next week. You can find me at my blog, which is webmacster87.info. If you want some actual WordCamp coverage, because this is probably all we're going to talk about this week, because I know a lot of people who are listening on TalkShoe, especially that guy you talked to last night on the SEO show, was wondering a bit about WordCamp and kind of jealous at me. I just happen to live in the right area. That's all I can say. if you want more WordCamp coverage, our next episode of my other podcast, which is PrevueCast, previewcast.com, technology discussion for teens, sort of the idea, and lots of randomness. Anyway, so you can go there to find that. Also, feel free to check out phpbbweekly.net, where you can listen to this show, other shows, and also find show notes and links for everything we talked about. In fact, David, you're going to send me a link to that colorized thing you mentioned.
Yes.
So that I can put that in the show notes.
Certainly something that the mod authors will want to check out. You can submit your style to Cyber Alien, and he will put it up on that.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah, it's great. Excellent resource.
Yes. And for the guy last week who was asking about the contact form, it turns out that it was working the whole time, but because it doesn't have any way to stop spam, Gmail had decided that everything coming from it was spam, and therefore it put it in its own spam folder, and I never knew about it. So until I find a way to come up with a contact form that does not have spam issues, I'm just going to ask people to leave comments in the blog from now on. Until I get it fixed.
Yeah, and you can ask a question in the comments, and we will respond to the question on the next show.
Yeah, we might maybe even just mention it, put it in the comments as well.
And if you're a member of Star Trek Guide or PHPBB Academy, if you reply to one of the PHPBB Weekly topics, we'll be able to respond to that in the show as well.
Yes. Please also join us for PHPBB Weekly episode number 25. We're going to be back on TalkShoe.com live at noon Eastern time. That's 9 a.m. Pacific time, 1600 UTC. And I would probably go look up to find out what UTC stands for. It's
Universal Time Code, I think.
Time code. Okay, I was close. There you go. Okay.
I could be wrong, but I think that's what it means.
Yes. And every Saturday after that, no show this Saturday the 21st. And, of course, phpbbweekly.net has all the details about that. In fact, maybe if there isn't any more PHPBB3 news, or if it doesn't go gold or anything, maybe I should have you talk a bit more about the modules bit. Maybe you can go over how you set up and move modules in PHPBB3. Because it seems like you get it, and I don't. I've tried to figure it out. I've tried doing test mods, and I was like, I give up. So.
Well, remember, I've been working with this for 2 years, so...
There you go. That's why I got you on the show. All right, you get to be the star of the show on the next show. All right. So, thanks for listening to this episode of PHP BB Weekly. Have a great week, and we will see you on the 28th. Bye.
Take care, everyone.